Yesterday, the Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability concluded its 11th public hearing in Brisbane and looked at the experiences of people with cognitive impairments in the criminal justice system. 33 witnesses in total gave evidence on systemic failings, inhumane mistreatment, attitudinal profiling and legal impracticalities in facilitating and processing assessments and referrals determining eligibility for a Section 32 diversionary order. One of those witnesses was Michael Barca, who's an advocate that has worked for the Intellectual Disability Rights Services since January 2018 as a case manager, and also served as a team leader on the Cognitive Impairment Diversion Program. He underlined what his involvement was with this program to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.
So in my role, my previous role with the Intellectual Disability Rights Service, or IDRS, I worked specifically on a court-based diversion program that aimed to assist people with a confirmed or a suspected cognitive impairment to obtain a court order that would allow for them to be diverted from the criminal justice system rather than be found guilty or not guilty. So really, as part of that role, what was important was that we were working with people who had a disability to identify their support needs and gaps in their support needs to assist them to live happier, healthier lives in a way that they viewed their lives should be lived. And using that opportunity to reduce the likelihood that they come into contact with the criminal justice system again. So we also, in that way, helped the court to recognise that people with cognitive disabilities have particular difficulties with certain processes in life generally, but certainly in the criminal justice system. So understanding legal advice from their solicitor, understanding a lot of the complex language that gets thrown around in court by magistrates and prosecutors, and definitely how complex and confusing some of the court orders can be, particularly community-based orders where the person is required to do particular things to avoid breaching their order and getting in trouble with the court again.
Has your organisation been able to resolve the unmet support concerns that your clients have felt that weren't being properly addressed by the criminal justice system?
Yes, I think that was a really key part of what we did and also how we work. So we're an advocacy service. So because of that, we involve the person with disability in every aspect of choice making and decisions around their support. So we would work with people not only in the criminal justice system, but we would assist them if they were a defendant in a local court matter. We would assist them with things like NDIS reviews, housing and homelessness, mental health, substance use. So we were very much an advocacy-based, holistic service. And the way that I feel that we were able to help resolve some of those support needs that were previously being unmet was simply by listening to the person, walking alongside them, and making sure that at the center of everything going on was their understanding and their choice. So because of that, I think we were able to work with people to address problems that had, you know, been in their life for quite a long time.
Do you think diversion programs and initiatives like yours can reduce the likelihood of people with cognitive impairments repeating the cycle of being reincarcerated into the prison system?
That's a really good question, Jared. I do strongly feel that our program was able to do that, and any good diversion program that's focused on the individual needs of people with cognitive disability and assisting them to exercise their right understanding and choices has the capacity to achieve those types of outcomes. So preventing or minimizing the likelihood that they will come into contact with the criminal justice system again. And we do that, as I said, by helping them link with supports that matter to them, that they chose, that increase their well-being and quality of life and make sure that they are having their needs met so that they don't sort of come to the attention of police unnecessarily, which is what happens a lot for people with cognitive disability, because I think at the same time, there is a lot more work to do around community understanding about the nature of cognitive disability and certainly the criminal justice system having a better understanding of cognitive disability. And I think when you have diversion programs targeted to assist people with cognitive disability. Those diversion programs sit within the court system, and ultimately that enables the court to have a better understanding of what cognitive disability is, how it affects people, and what the court and the criminal justice system need to do better to support people who do find themselves in those situations, and to help them by using the power of the court to make diversion orders so that people can get the support they need instead of having a conviction or ending up in custody.
Advocate for the Intellectual Disability Rights Service, Michael Barkarder, speaking with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.